With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Both Kyle Whittingham and Kyle McDonald have said that you have made huge strides since joining the program. What has led to that?
Just understanding the process. When I came in, super young, and didn't know what I need to do yet because, you know, still young, not mature enough. And over the past 2 years, I've just, you know, used people to my advantage, like Devin Brumfield, you know, TJ Green and them. Them helping me out because they've been in the program and just, you know, using them to get strides.
And then to follow up on that, bringing in TJ Pledger and Chris Curry, have you embraced the competition, especially with two guys coming in from other Power Five programs?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. They, you know, two good guys. I can learn a lot from them. They can learn a lot from me just from being here already. So, yeah, you know.
Hey, Makai, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. Look, you know, we see hundreds and hundreds of players hit the transfer portal at all times of year now. And, you know, that happened at Utah with TJ and Jordan and Devin. I guess I'm curious, maybe, you know, what has compelled you to stay instead of looking for a different opportunity, I guess?
You know, I picked this place for a reason. I wanted to get away from home. I wanted to do a lot of things. My main goal still is to get into the league, and we produce here. So, you know, it was just all that I took into consideration. Like, why would I leave, you know, it was no reason for me to do any of that.
And just to follow that up, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the two transfers, but, you know, you've been in this program a long time, you know, and working with Coach Ludwig for a long time. How much of a benefit can it be to be working with the same offensive coordinator for as long as you have at this point?
Well, I mean, so it's a huge benefit, you know. I've already been in the program, like you said, and I understand what was asked of me. And, you know, right now it's just I can help these two guys, you know, understand the program and, you know, understand what we're looking for and help us be a better football team.
Yeah, Makai, I'm curious, are there any specific parts of your game that you're focusing on improving this offseason or that you've been told by the coaches that you need to improve?
You know, I'm just focused on being more physical. You know, first when I got here, smaller than everybody else and stuff like that. So I had to learn that, you know, it's college now. It's not high school. I can't just run around everybody. I got to actually run through somebody. So, you know, I've been doing that lately. And I think that's the biggest thing I have to focus on. And that's what I'm doing now.
Makai, I'm curious with your game and just your athleticism and your experience through high school. I'm curious, have you kind of worked on your ability as a route runner and receiver as well as, you know, as a running back?
You know, I practice every day. Coach Mack, he preaches to us, we got to be able to run routes up the backfield. You know, we got to get another aspect to our game. So every day I practice, we work routes. And I focus on it, you know, just it's something critical to our success here at the U. So, you know, yeah.